USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One key thing about the infrastructure bill that just passed the Senate is there are no gas tax increases.
President Biden speaking at the White House regarding his Build Back Better agenda. The president also saying in the future he wants to see the correlation between a barrel of oil falling with gas prices lowering, which is not happening now. McAllen, Texas Mayor Major Javier Villalobos is sounding the alarm and calling on the Biden administration with help as illegal immigrants make up a large portion of those who have tested positive for COVID-19. The mayor telling CBS News,
"Oh, I think there's an issue because now they're going throughout, positive or non-positive. They get picked up and they're going out and we have no authority to stop it."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Senator Rand Paul is under suspension by YouTube after posting a video of what it deems to be controversial comments about COVID-19 and masks. The Kentucky Republican posting a video from last week where he claimed cloth masks don't work. The CDC has consistently said cloth and over-the-counter masks offer some protection from COVID-19. The governor of Oregon is lowering the requirements to graduate high school in her state.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the spending continues in Washington, D.C., one Republican senator is sounding the alarm.
The Senate approved the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Tuesday and immediately shifted focus to a much larger Democratic budget resolution that contains the rest of President Biden's priorities laid out in the American Families Plan. The chamber moved into a marathon voting session known as a Votorama, where an unlimited number of amendments can be proposed. But Senator Mike Braun says that the Republicans need to do whatever they can in the process to stop the spending package. The Indiana Republican tells Newsmax TV that the GOP can't be complicit in a rapid expansion of the national debt.
We better not be accommodating the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling. They need to shove that through their own reconciliation package. And then mostly, we need to hold firm there and then start changing our ways to where we're not part of this unholy alliance where it's a quid pro quo. We give them what they want on domestic spending. They give us what we want on defense spending. We're another $1 trillion in debt normally.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A 5-year-old Virginia boy is dead after being left in a hot car. Police in Fairfax County made the discovery yesterday after they got a call for help from a home in the Springfield area near Washington, D.C. First responders finding the boy unresponsive in the driveway, and he was rushed to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.